This is what happens when other people touch my damn computer. Now we're fixed. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this week's episode of the Relaxed Guardians podcast. I'm your host, Agnikai, joined as always by my co-host, Sevs, who's sick as a dog. How you doing, Sevs?
I am very, very sick. As you can tell by my voice, I am a very, very sick person.
Mm-hmm.
So, I called my boss up the other day.
Yeah.
I was getting sick. I felt it on the weekend. I felt like my throat closing up on the weekend and shit like that. And me and my boss, we have a code word. Okay, and so if you just want a day off,
mm-hmm.
without any questions whatsoever, phone the guy up and go, "Hey mate, I'm feeling weary." That is it. That's all the code word you have to ask. That's all the code word you have to say, and then that is it. And then he will never ask you any questions. You just turn around and go up and go, "Hey mate, I'm feeling weary today." And that's it. That's it. Because one guy. That's what one like. We had a guy that used to work with us, and that's how we. That's how we turned around and said, "I'm feeling weary today," and that's been our code word for like the last 10 years. So I phoned him up and I text him. I go, "Hey mate, I'm actually not feeling really good. I'm gonna have a day off today. I'm not coming in." And he goes, "Mate," he phones me up. He goes, "Mate, if you want a day off, you can just ask for a day off." I was like, "No. Excuse me. I know the code word. I am just feeling really ill." Yeah. And he goes, "Oh, fair enough, mate. Do your 6 monthly and all that sort of shit." I was like,
"Yeah.
No fucking worries, no worries." So I went in the next day and I was feeling worse.
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes, "Oh, you do me a favor, will you go down to Victoria yesterday? Because there's a job there. We got a job happening next week. And they want you to go down there to have a look at the job prior to you go in there." I was like, "Yeah, mate, yeah, I'll be all right. I went down there, felt like rat shit. Fucking so drive from my house to the airport, hour and a half, 40 minutes, get on a plane. I fell asleep on the plane. I woke up an hour later, still on the fucking tarmac. Flew out to this fucking job. Got a car, drove down 2.5 hours down to this site. Got into the site, got through the doors. Guy goes, "Blah, blah, we have to take this valve apart."
Fuck's sake.
And I was like looking at this valve. And I was like, "Right, okay. You undo them 10 bolts. And he goes, "What do you mean?" I was like, "Just undo them 10 bolts. And he goes, "That can't be it." I was like, "Yeah, that's literally it. Undo them 10 bolts, take the valve off, lay it down." And the guy's, "Nah." I was like, "Just fucking do it. What's it going to do? It's not going to blow up. It's not attached to anything. Just take the fucking 10 bolts off." So there's me arguing with this guy, telling him to undo these 10 bolts. So he undoes these 10 bolts, lifts it up, puts it on. And he goes, "That's how you take a valve off." And the guy's like, "Nah, that's not the way." I was like, "Literally, that's the fucking way.
You've just done it."
And he goes, "Oh, I thought that was going to take longer. All right, you can go now."
Back to New South Wales.
Yeah, so I was there. I was there and go, "Well, I can't fly out today. I'm going to go back to the airport."
Hmm.
I got to go back to the hotel. So I went back to the hotel in a fucking shitty hotel. The aircon didn't work, or the aircon just made a noise. I am hot and cold because I'm ill. So I was there wrapped up in everything on the in the blankets, the fucking aircon cranking at 32 degrees to just try and keep me warm. I woke up this morning at 8 o'clock going, I was like, "I need to get up. I need to travel back home now." So I come back home, jumped in the bath. I do not feel any better, but then I have to go back into work tomorrow to sort out a job that's happening fucking Monday. And every time I'm like, this feels like COVID.
Mm-hmm.
If I get COVID,
yep.
I'm going to get 7 days off and I can't say nothing about it.
Yep.
Never. We got a shit ton of rat tests in the back thing because of the kid. And not even a line, not even a fucking faint line. Every time. I'm like, I'm even going, so we got the ones, you have the swab, you scrape and you go, yeah, the cool. Bang, not even a line. I was like, it's gotta be something. This just can't be me just being fucking ill. It's gotta be something. So I even got the one up the nose. I was like, I'm going deep. Like, in there, at least this fucking much. In there, like, fucking touching the back of my tonsils with this bloody scrubber. Do you think I got fucking COVID? No. I fucking haven't. I'm yet fucking ill.
You got the flu.
I don't even have days off. I'm fucking ill. I'm just fucking ill.
You got the damn flu. It's all
fucking ill.
It's rough. It's rough as tits. I was obviously away last week and you had pancake on because I did have COVID. Don't anymore, I hope. I tested negative now, but fuck, that sucks.
Yeah,
fuck, that sucks.
I just want the 7 days off. I just want 7 days off where I just go. I've got an excuse to just lie there in my bag. One, I feel like shit.
You can't lie there because you get just mad pains everywhere. Like everything hurts if you lay there for too long with this fucking thing. So you got to get up. You don't want to get up because you're too tired, and you just like it's fucked.
Because I was driving, I got on the airplane the other day, and this is why I thought it was COVID. I got on the airplane, and I sat down in the seat of the airplane, and I'm like, ow, this hurts so fucking much. Yeah. And then you have to drive back in the car, and like about 45 minutes, you're like leaning on the back of your fist to try and take knots out of your back. I'm like, I feel like shit.
Yeah.
Or I'm just old.
That's also a factor.
Nothing to do with anything. I don't know whether I should be angry at this. So my kid is 119 centimeters.
Wow.
And right, he's quite tall for a 6 year old. So he's 119 centimeters. And he eats healthy. So he eats all fruit. He doesn't really do sweets and stuff. Has your kid gone to get a dentist appointment and then they give her a BMI test?
No.
To say that he's overweight?
No. Why is a dentist doing that?
Exactly. I'm fucking fuming.
What the fuck?
I'm absolutely fucking fuming. So my missus goes to me today. She goes, oh, yeah. Lou, my youngest, he's 24. He's 24 kilos. Huh?
Yeah.
He's a tall guy. He's a tall lad. Nothing to him. He's just really heavy like me.
Yeah.
And she goes, oh, he's over. His BMI has come back. He's 17.1, which makes him overweight. I was like, what the fuck are you talking
fuck
about?
Fuck off.
Yeah, exactly. I was like,
fuck off.
Are we in a fucking place where we are fucking testing the BMIs of little fucking children? I was like,
that's retarded.
Why are we giving them fucking, like...
Stop feeding him. Make him fucking anorexic. Like, fuck that. That's just stupid. What are they even testing him for?
I was like, yeah. I was like, you cheeky cunts. And I was like, you can't just turn around and go, that's his weight. That's his height. There's his BMI. I was like, you have to have the electronic one that does the resistance of your body. And then if it's that and he's overweight, I'm like, all right, cool. I don't give a fuck because he's a 6-year-old fucking kid. Like, because like, I remember.
That's so fucking stupid.
I remember going in the army and I've always been a heavy guy. I've always been a short, stocky, heavy as fuck. And they measured me. So they go, all right, you're 5'8". You weigh 13 stone, you're short, you're stocky. And he goes, the guy's like, you got big bones, haven't you? I was like, I don't fucking know. He goes, don't worry about it. The army will keep you from going fat. Because like,
it's fucked, isn't it? Like, you remember kids when you were younger who, they weren't fat kids. They were built differently. Like, I was never a big kid. I've never been a big person. I've always been skinny and like tall and slender and basketball fucking build, right? Or volleyball build or whatever. But like, I knew kids at my age who were fucking 5'8" and built like fucking brick shit houses. Not because I go to the gym, because that's just what they are. So like I've got a younger brother who's like the fucking spitting opposite of me. He's like you. He's short. He's 5'8", built like a fucking shit house. I'm 6'2", and I barely can fall between cracks. You know what I mean?
Because it doesn't make sense. So I'm 5'8".
Oh.
Okay. My correct weight is 75 kilos.
No way.
Okay.
No way.
I average 94 kilos.
Yeah, easily.
I just average on my good day when I was like training every day, martial arts and stuff, I was 85 to 89 kilos.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, who the fuck is checking my fucking kid for BMI?
That's fucking retarded. Unless your kid was like, we all remember that one kid who was like, Jesus Christ, you need to stop eating. But that was far and few between.
But like, I understand they're worried. I understand that they wanted to check, like, just in case the obesity problem or all that sort of shit. But leave the kid be a fucking kid. For fuck's sake.
It's the issue of we defined a specific number of what overweight is now, and we can like pinpoint where it starts. Like, this is your specific number. We've gone too far with science. We've come too far. She's too much now.
I was fucking so angry. I was like, I'm going to fucking talk to the teachers. Yeah. I'm going to fucking say something. And then she goes, well, the dentist did it. I was like, what the fuck's a dentist going to do with a fucking BMI of a
kid? He's weighing the kid's teeth.
I was like, you fucking twats. All right, cool.
Fuck it up.
Solstice is finally over.
Yeah.
Was the grind too much? Or was it just
okay. So I did my seal on the last... I wouldn't have got my seal done if I didn't get COVID. Purely because the way my timetable was panning out. So I had a couple of days where I could just fucking smash it out, no problem. That grind was not worth it. Doing that many events that much, even though I, like, it might be a bit skewed because I condensed mine so heavily, but, like, it felt like even spreading it out over 3 weeks, too much shit. It was not fun to do.
I enjoyed it because it made you go into other things that you wouldn't have done. So it made you go into the blind well. It made you to go into the other fucking thing.
Oh, the Sarasava.
I enjoyed it because of that. Yes, it is fucking, it was ridiculously grindy for shit fucking things. What fucking annoyed me was, so you had to get 3 twigs to give it light, to give it the sparkle.
You had to get 6 per piece of armor.
Yeah. So you had to get 6 twigs for per piece of armor.
Twigs.
And then whatever the fuck, kindling.
Yeah.
And then to change a thing, then you had to go and get the silver leaves, and then you had to go and put them in the bonfire, and then they give you shit back.
Mm-hmm.
But that was unlimited. You can go fucking nuts on it.
Yeah.
What I disliked is the reroll on it. So it give you like 54. So it give you a base of 54.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go, oh, I'm going to reroll this. So you put one fucking dust shit, whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah, silver ash. Yeah.
Went in it. And then you put another set of dust in, and then it allows you to reroll it. So it goes up to like 60 something.
Mm-hmm.
And then you could pick what stat you wanted in there. And then that would make an automatic 20.
Yes.
Okay. But what it fucking did was it took the other 20 away from the other stat.
Yeah. That's a reroll. That's how it works. It wasn't a build up on the original stat. It was a redistribution.
What it should have done was like, oh, I've got fucking resilience of 20, because you could never get double 20s or triple 20s in that fucking piece of armor, because they automatically just re-fucking put 20 somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't stack onto the existing number that was there.
No. It was a reroll. Shit. It was a complete...
But
you basically got a brand new piece of armor on a piece that you already owned. That was the idea.
But it was fucking shit. So I thought, so my resilience, I'm always after a recovery, high resilience.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, my recovery is 17 or 12, I think it was. My recovery was 12. Yeah. And I was like, if I have a resilience of 20, then I could put a fucking stack in my 10 in that, and then that'll become 22, and then my resilience will become 20. Okay.
Yeah,
so it wasn't even the 20, and then as I changed it, my recovery went down to 7.
Yeah.
And my resilience went to fucking 20. What a fucking shit way of fucking doing it. What's the point of doing it if it takes away? You can't build into it, and it's no fucking way. It's literally all RNG, and it did my fucking head in.
The only side you can kind of like spread it the way you want it is with the ghost mod. So if you wanted like the 10 recovery, 20 resilience.
It worked.
Yeah, dude, it did for me. You wouldn't let
it work me. I got it.
Fucked hard.
And I tried it. I was like, I'm going for the helmet. I like the helmet. I'm going for the helmet. And every time, everything was below fucking 64. Everything. And I got a helmet with triple fucking 24s in it.
Right.
Like, what is the point of doing this re-rolling bollocks if you can't build on these fucking re-rolls? What's the point of going after it when they're not going to give you some fucking great piece of armor? What is the point of the fucking grind, this monstrous grind, if they turn and go, fuck you, cunt. Fuck
I
you.
I said the same thing, because I did. I cleared my first GM the other day with Dan and Seiko. We did the arms dealer to get Dan's Conqueror gilded, which was, it was a pretty easy GM. I think it's one of the easier GMs, so
whatever.
Anyway, we got it done. We're running through it, and Seiko was like bragging about how he's got triple 100s finally, and he's like, I'm trying to go for quads, I don't know if quads is possible. I just went, but what's the point in doing triple 100s? What's it do for you? And he's like, oh, it's just better stats. I'm like, yeah, but what are the stats doing for you? Are you really staying alive a lot longer with that 100 resilience? Because you're dying more than me right now. Are you really getting your stat, your mobility to get your dodge back that much faster? Because I get my dodge back fine. I use it in places smarter than just using it fucking everywhere. Like, I don't see the purpose of this mad dash to get impossibly high stats for, like, literally milliseconds off of recharge times at the moment, or, like, just the tiniest bit more resilience. Like, and, like, half the time, they're like, oh, I want more resilience so I can survive more in PvP, which is great. But, like, after tier 7, you don't need any more. Everything, like, caps you out. Like, nothing can hit you as hard after tier 7. It's just like, that's it. That's everything's cap.
I think I run quad 8s, I think it is.
Yeah.
Okay. And like I haven't had double hundreds in a very long time.
I don't see the point. It's like it's so specifically required, like, for certain stuff in your subclass build as well, to use those bonus points to get your mobility or your strength or dis up, whatever you're running. I'm like, but then it just limits me on how I want to play the game, because now I want to get those specific numbers so I have hundreds on a screen that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, because what I used to run, like, prior, is 100 mobility and 100 intellect. They were my two 100s.
Yeah.
and then you find out, oh, actually, mobility does shit all for a walk. And it allows you to jump higher.
Yeah.
It does nothing. So my mobility is at 22 now. Mm. It does nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And then my intellect is whatever it fucking lands. I don't know how to even build my intellect anymore, because it's literally, it's nothing for it.
If you're in
PvE, you get it just as fine.
Yep.
In PvP, they've obviously lowered the way you get your PvP back, because they've reduced the cooldown, or they extended the cooldown for supers into the supers that you're building.
Yeah, they categorized them now, so you got the 5 tiers. Yes. And, like, the only really way you can get to get that faster is if you're using a gun like Bad Juju that charges your super that much faster. Otherwise, the recharge time is not really there.
If you use Nazareth Sins with,
You know, there's different ones.
Graviton Lance and stuff like that. That's, that's great. But I'm like, eh. Like, it doesn't, it, like, you will still get 100 resilience, 100 recovery. You get domed in the face by a sniper rifle. That's it. You're dead.
Yep.
You still get two tap. You still get three tap where, by hand cannon.
Mm-hmm.
You get loaded on an SMG. It doesn't matter what your fucking resilience and recovery is. You're going to get fucking domed.
Yep.
And you're going to die.
Yep. I've never heard anyone say, I can't do this solo GM or this solo dungeon unless I have triple hundreds.
Nah.
And I'm always impressed when someone does a solo anything. It's no fucking easy feat.
No, like, it's... But they were testing... I saw somebody test... So they did Celestial Nighthawk.
Yeah.
And they did, what's the other gloves with the knives?
Oh,
it's not the
It's not Arthrus's Embrace?
Something like that.
Yeah. It's the one where they make the explosion better.
Yeah. And so the guy literally was in a GM. The guy was literally in a GM. He did a golden gun, one shot Celestial Nighthawk. And he scored 140,500 something points.
Yeah.
But with the gloves, he scored 159,000 one fucking hit.
I saw this too. And I thought, it was stupid. I don't understand what happened there.
But that's the issue, isn't it? You've got a super. And I'm all for standing here. Supers are supposed to wreck everything.
Mm.
Assuming it's supposed to wreck everything. It's supposed to fucking one shot. It's supposed to fucking demolish everything because that is the point of the super. But if you've got a fucking set of exotics and you have a knife, then how fast does your knife come back?
Way faster.
Exactly. Like every 10, what, 10, 15 seconds?
Yeah, roughly, yeah.
And you're smashing out 150,000 points of damage.
Yeah.
Where are we sitting? Where are we sitting when a fucking knife is fucking beating a super with a celestial nighthawk that's supposed to triple, it's supposed to condense all fucking damage down to one big ass shot? What the fuck is going on?
Yeah, that's
Where are we going
it's
to?
fucked, isn't it?
In
It's
what
just fucked,
fucking
isn't it?
world are we living in?
It's
I feel like we're back in the Trump
we're
administration.
being run by clowns. It's just everything feels weird and all over the place at the moment. The issue is that we have Solo 3.0 now, and Solo 3.0 power crept past the way old exotics used to work, because old exotics like Celestial Nighthawk were designed for Destiny 1 and launch Destiny 2 playstyle. You know, the way we did the subclasses and everything. And now that we can be so much more involved with so all the subclass 3.0s, and then you add stuff on like Charged with Light or Wells build, stuff like that, you can really boost up past what a super enhancing exotic can do on its own. It's just a sign of the times. It's just power creep and the way that power creep works, and it's always going to be an issue. But if you keep pushing old exotics to be as powerful as they used to be, then new exotics aren't going to look very great. And it's kind of hard to make them look great.
Yeah, it just doesn't make it doesn't make fucking sense.
It's a hard balance. It's a very hard balance that they're trying to find, especially because Golden Gun itself as a super for damage just isn't there anymore. And it's funny because if you said that 6 months ago, everyone called you a fucking crazy person. But because now Blade Barrage has come back so hard, and the way that they did the aspects and everything to make the tracking better and the adding more projectiles, it's just a powerhouse for damage. And then you chuck on the fish legs, you get them fully stacked up. You're never going to beat that damage output at the moment. We'll see what Solid Arc does, but yeah, I don't know.
It doesn't make any fucking sense. Like I'm cringing now because of I'm cringing now because of the way Arc is gonna work. Cause is it gonna be that Arc is just gonna fucking destroy everything? Like,
I really hope not.
well, it feels like Arc is just gonna fucking destroy everything. It's just gonna fucking wreck everything.
The issue is, right, is that Arc has to come in. Well, okay, it doesn't have to. People are expecting Arc to come in and make us do stuff that we feel like Void and Solar did, where it came in and then we were just dropping bodies everywhere and we were doing fucking wild shit. Grenades were going everywhere, like the Warlocks got the new snap, and then they got the new grenade with the volatile blooms and everything, and then like Void drop with volatile rounds, so everything Void was just exploding and it was insanity. Arc doesn't need to do that, but people think that Arc is going to do that. And so when it, if, I shouldn't say when, if it doesn't, and it comes in and it's just about ability recharge and movement increases and everything, and it's not so let's kill everything at once, everyone's gonna be like, ah, shit subclass, it didn't hit quite right, it didn't drop the same, blah, 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 blah. But give it 3 months, and then people are in Crucible, and they're like, "I can't beat anybody with Arc because I can never hit them because they're just playing in a different play style to me."
It's gonna be. It's. I. Hopefully, it's more of arcing to each other. Like, it's hopefully it's more than that. So it's like it's more of a crowd control, a mass crowd control thing where you can't like AC/DC feedback, whatever the fucking thing, whatever the Titan thing is, where you fucking hit him, it then goes into the next person. Prior to it being before, like after it's been nerfed, obviously the AC DC feedback, where it's something to go back and then come back into you, and then you would fucking die. But something like that, and then that's what it's going to end up being. It's going to be the arcing and the controlling of you, the damage going into one person, into the next. That's what I reckon it's going to
be. Yeah, I think so. That makes sense.
And then Chaos Reach. This is the worst part. So I was in Crucible the other day, and a guy, this is how far we've got. This is how the steady, the big drop that Ark had. So I had a guy attack me first time in a very long time with Chaos Reach.
Oh, right.
Right. He attacked me with Chaos Reach. I managed to get past Chaos Reach and fucking kill him with him still shooting Chaos Reach.
That's fucking nuts.
Yeah, it's fucking bullshit. Chaos Reach is the fucking daddy. Chaos Reach is the fucking...
It was the OG, the silliness, the pure, pure bang bang.
It was the fucking thing. It was the fucking thing where you couldn't get away. Once that Chaos Reach came out, you were fucking dead. You just fucking accepted it. Hell yes. Take me, daddy. Take me. And then you die abysmally. And they're like, But now it's what Blade Barrage was for a fucking really long time.
Yeah.
Where you could take a fucking Blade Barrage and it hit the wall around you. It didn't even fucking touch you. Now that cunt goes around fucking walls. around fucking low hanging walls and shit. You can't run away from that thing. Because I had one. This is another one. So this is how the fucking dodgy the tracking is. So I was running towards a person, running towards a guardian. The guardian jumped up. I blinked because I run blink in Crucible. I blinked. I was behind the guy. He then threw his fucking blade brush, and I still died from it, even though I was away from, I was under him and running away from him.
Yeah,
with a fucking blink. And I was well, what can you fucking do, man? You can't get away from this shit.
You can just accept the fact that Blade Barrage is king.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah.
Like I said before, supers should just fucking shut you down. That's the fucking point to them.
Yes.
And I'm never going to go, motherfucker, fuck you, you use super. It's never going to happen. Because like I said, super is there. They have been heavily penalized within PvP. Supers should be there to shut your ass down because they are fucking supers.
Yeah.
If that knife shuts you down and fucking wipes the floor with you and gets you 140,000 points of damage, that's fucking trash.
Yeah. It's fucking crazy. That's Destiny. That's Destiny right now.
Ooh.
Should we address this leak that's happened?
Look. fuck.
Did you watch the video?
It's a leak.
Did you watch the video?
No, I didn't. Okay. I don't do leaks. Okay. But let's all right. So sorry guys. If you want spoilers, it's not a spoiler, but it's the leak.
It's a potential look. Okay. Some people are claiming that a Bungie developer has released footage of a future subclass release coming out in possibly Lightfall.
Lightfall, yeah.
Possibly Lightfall.
It's going to be Lightfall. That's the only way.
They're basing this off... So there was a video that was released of a Guardian on the EDZ, and they were using... They didn't cast for Super. They just did a melee, but the UI had... The icons were green, like the grenade, the melee, and the Super icon... barrier were green, and it was a new super icon. So people were like, we saw a brand new super icon, all the icons are green, it's a brand new subclass. My counter argument is all of the icons that were used were old icons from previous builds. Like it was an arc bolt grenade, it was a titan barrier, it was a shoulder charge, like they've all been used before. And the green was just a new colorblind mode being tested, because they're constantly releasing new ones of those, and they have announced that there will be a new one coming.
But my only problem with this is, surely Bungie would have gone, let's get a better color green. Because that green looked shit.
It did. It looked wrong. Well, that's the thing. It looks like it's an internal build for sure. So it's an incomplete look. That's the other side of it. It's like it didn't quite look like it fit properly. I don't even honestly know if it's a full like leak. I sort of have a sneaking suspicion that that wasn't Bungie leaked at all. People are like, oh, I got uploaded to a certain YouTube channel and then it got taken down. Bungie must have told them to take it down. It's like, well, the person who uploaded it probably could have just took it down to spread the hype and make it seem more legit.
You'd have a better, surely, Bungie. You have got fucking designers. They wouldn't turn around and go, I am going to give you a shit fucking green color. And that is what you're going to be looking at for about 6 months.
Yeah.
In Lightfall, that shit fucking green color. Because you think it'd be like that dark, dark, like olive green, because that's the fucking cool color. Not a shitty random fucking.
It looked like swamp green and it's weird.
Yeah.
There was a video where like they did a melee, but it was just a basic melee. There wasn't anything particularly unique about it. The other side of it is there was 3 melee charges active underneath the player character. But again, if it's an internal dev build, it could just be that they have that put in so they can test out the melee repeatedly.
Yeah.
It could be an exotic coming. Who fucking knows?
Yeah, it's just... Look.
It was weird, though. It was weird that it was a leak. It was weird that it was on the EDZ. It was weird that it was icons that had already been used in the past. And it was weird the fact that it's this green that keeps popping up and everyone's like is convinced that it's this corruption class, that it has to be fucking corruption and that it's going to be.
Oh, look. So the thing is, like, we know there's going to be a new subclass. It's going to be new.
Maybe.
There is going to be a new subclass.
Maybe.
No, listen, hear me out. No, I can't. So we know there's going to be a new subclass. They turn around and goes, there's not going to be a new subclass this year because they have to bring up light classes.
Yes, true.
They have to bring them up to the thing. Yes. We know they've commented on the fact that it's going to be 3 darkness, 3 light subclasses. We know this. It's old news. We know this. We know this is going to happen.
Yeah.
Like the way I'm thinking about it is it's going to be either a corruption class, possibly the Siva class, possibly. That's less. The Siva class thing is going to be less likely.
We keep doing this thing as Destiny players where we're basing our guesses on stuff that exists in the game already.
I'm basing it on the way they brought out certain... they brought out certain guns at certain situations. Because if you think about it, the guns are... So the new gun that came out with Witch Queen.
Ostrich Trigger.
That would have been in production last year because it takes about 6 to 7 months, maybe 8 months.
Yeah.
Design an exotic weapon.
Yeah.
So that was way back when they were all on the fucking hype train of here comes stasis. Mm. This is what's going to happen. Yeah, let's get the next one ready. Bang, fucking stasis and nightmare is just way OP'd. Mm-hmm. What we have to do is, oh shit, we can't have stasis all the way up here. All the other light subclasses down here, and they would have gone, right, we are going to have something, let's start bringing weapons out to coexist with, because what they didn't do with stasis, they didn't bring weapons that could safely coexist with stasis.
Mm-hmm.
They just turned around and go, here's a fucking exotic. They did the exotic, they did the cryo pistol thing.
There was one before that everyone forgets.
Which was that?
The Salvation's Grip, that grenade launcher that made icicles, that was designed...
And that was fucking useless. That was absolutely useless. That was useless, and that was like a thing. But they brought out that pistol that could safely work within stasis. Mm-hmm. And that's the way they roll. They'll bring stasis out, they'll give you a gun that works with stasis. And what do we have? We had the Striga. So I think they were already in place of going, right, we're going to have stasis. Stasis is going to come out. It's going to be fucking awesome. Then we're going to have corruption. That's going to be fucking awesome. And then they realized stasis come out. holy fuck, it broke the game. Shit, we really have to think about the light subclasses. Fuck, let's put everything on hold. Because they brought out that memo like, there is not going to be a new subclass, light subclass, a dark subclass, until this light subclass is all over. Yep. So what I reckon it is going to be corruption, mm-hmm. but it's going to be in Lightfall. And you can hold that. Everybody who listens to us, you can fucking take that to the bank.
So my only counterpoint to it, and if you're right, you're right. And I'll
fuck your counterpoint. You lost.
No. The only counter I have to that is your argument is that they weren't prepared to bring weapons. They didn't have weapons lined up for stasis, but then Thorn and Malfeasance and the grips, the Warlock gauntlets, all existed. So why not bring corruption in first if that was the issue? And then build off of that. They probably would have had the same issue where corruption was too powerful, so they would have to do the live subclasses. And then before we knew what stasis was, stasis comes out with Lightfall, but they can build on that. I don't think that's quite the reason. I just don't think that they build
stasis tied in. Stasis tied into the narrative of the game, didn't they? So stasis tied into Aramis and all that.
But Aramis didn't exist when Thorn was created. Corruption as a piece of mechanic has existed long before stasis was a thought.
No, I understand that, but listen to what I'm saying now. Before, don't interrupt me. Now, so what I'm saying
is... you're interrupting me!
Fuck you! I'm allowed to. But Europa, it was the narrative to bring in the Frozen Planet. It was the narrative to bring in Deepstone Crypt, which was on the fucking Frozen Planet. So it kind of... The narrative was in the route of stasis, where you could freeze fucking people. Yes, corruption was always there. But it's the narrative, as if you understand what I'm saying. The narrative have to mm-hmm. be in line with everything.
What was the DLC before Beyond Light? Not Beyond Light.
I don't know, man. I fucking slept since then.
What was Stasis Beyond Light? Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, what was the DLC before that? Shadowkeep. Shadowkeep leading into Witch Queen makes way more sense than Shadowkeep leading into Beyond Light. Shadowkeep launching... Witch Queen launching with Corruption instead of Beyond Light launching with Stasis makes way more sense on a development cycle plan and story linear plan. Whatever, and then you can introduce the fact that the pyramids exist still with Witch Queen and the fact that we have these witnesses, the witness and the disciples, and then you go to Europa and the stranger's there and she has something to do with them, and then we got the bigger pyramid and so on and so forth.
I just don't
think they develop stuff and then plan ahead and go, okay, we're going to have these weapons tie in, and that was our issue. We keep thinking as Destiny players that they give us the lore as a clue to what's coming next. Because it hasn't happened ever. We never got a clue about stasis. The Deepstone Crypt is always a thing, but that was never going to be like the big next reveal. Neither was any season that we've ever had. The Leviathan coming back was not hinted at. We're all guessing that Rasputin's going to be in the next season. I guarantee you it fucking won't be. It'll be some other story beat that we don't know about. So this idea that it has to be corruption because as the next subclass, because we all just like built off these ideas the game. So it's based on nothing.
So all right then, tell us then what you reckon it's going to be.
I have no fucking idea because Bungie doesn't work like that. Bungie makes their own plans and makes their own thoughts up, and then they try and surprise you with a brand new twist on something that'll come out with the showcase because they're going to reveal whatever is in the showcase. I can't guess because I'm telling you my guess is we can't know because Bungie does not want us to know. So I don't think corruption is coming. I don't think it's a thing. I don't think we're going to get this hive power. It just doesn't make sense. Based on the way Bungie works.
The issue is how fucking ridiculously powerful would it be fucking chaining corruption from one end? Imagine like
how ridiculously powerful is it right now to do that? Not very.
No, but like if you could build into it that it fucking ups the corruption and ups the damage. Like Thorn, you could fucking pop somebody three times and it'll just do one point tick damage.
I don't think they're going to do that because we already have sources of tick damage that aren't corruption. Solar does that a lot. Burn damage can't kill you. No matter how much damage you take, you can't burn to death. So I don't think they'll build this entire subclass that'll allow you to damage someone and then run away and just let them burn to death. Because that's an issue that they've dealt with back in D1 and people hated it.
Okay.
So I just don't think corruption's going to be the thing. I'm surprised. I'm excited to see what else they come out with. but I just don't think it's going to be corruption.
It was cool to do, like, what they should have done, like, just this thing. They should have had light subclasses for the full attack, and then the darkness subclasses as, like, not attack, but
defensive?
Defensive. Well, like it would.
Stasis is a complete counter to every single subclass. That's the way it works. Based on what you're saying, the only dark class we have right now is exactly that. It's a counter. It's a defense. That's the whole point of stasis.
I can see it. I can see it. The warlock, I can see. The titan. But, like, you get the hunter. The hunter is, like, it's super. It's so fucking attack mode.
Sort of. It's more locking shit down the same way that you do.
But it doesn't. No, it attacks and fucking kills you pretty fucking hard.
Not really. Not anymore. Pretty stagnant. They've nerfed it pretty fucking hard. A lot of the hunter stasis class is about just blocking people. Especially titans hiding behind their barricades now, because shurikens can go through the barricades.
Okay, yeah.
So
yeah,
it's a lot of just, like, stopping people from, you know, locking down lanes and getting free fucking movement. I don't know. I don't think it's corruption. I think we're going to just have to wait until the 23rd and see what comes out. If it's corruption, fuck. We all called it 2 years ago. Let's go, yeah. Bungie. Hurry the fuck up. If it's not, and then it's something that's brand new, like, none of us thought of it or none of us saw it coming, we can go, wicked. Now we got to wait till February to play it, but at least we know.
Yeah. All right. So the last twab. So they've obviously realized Rift didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
We all know, whoever played it realized Rift did not work. Mm. The map that they brought in as a PvP map was too big.
That was the best map for Rift. Let's be clear.
Very big, though.
Yeah, but did you play Rift on the other two maps?
Yeah, shit. It
was fucking awful, because Titans could just beat the entire fucking team.
Yeah. And I was, like I said, I play fucking
Warlock. Yeah.
Well, I just zipped everywhere. Yeah. Right, so what they're going to bring in now is Eruption.
I'm
excited, but I think it's going to be a complete fucking mess as well. Eruption is clash with energy boost based on kill streaks.
Mm-hmm.
So it was effectively called Streak Mayhem internally before we give it a real name. During an eruption, killing your opponent scores 1 point and a normal amount of energy. After that, when you get a second elimination in a row without dying, assist count two, you become Surgeon. Okay.
Hmm.
You start to glow.
Yeah.
Which is pretty fucking cool. So one, you're going to have a fucking... One, you surge, you're going to have that fucking banner on the top of your head going, right, yeah, this is the guy with a fucking kill streak. Kill stat generate 10% super and 20% grenade melee. And class energy, you score 2 points per kill. When you get your fifth kill without dying, because it'll be good, because I never get there. I never get to a five kill streak.
Yeah. So
when you get your fifth kill without dying, then you become primed. You begin to glow brightly. Your team goes on a hunt. Everyone on the team gains 5% super and 10% grenade.
Mm.
Better in class energy. Now you gain 12% super, 40% grenade. But the best part about it is you're on a timer and you'll blow up after 15 seconds. It's great. Eruption kills you, which resets your streaks and ends the hunt. Getting a kill resets the eruption timer back to 15 seconds. You are then marked for both teams, so everyone can see right where you are.
Yep.
The other team gets 3 points for killing you. Choices, I don't know what choices is. More than one player can be primed at a time.
Right. That's interesting. So we were saying a couple of weeks ago when Rift was on that Rift didn't work as an Iron Banner game mode.
Yeah.
This is, and we said they need to make a mode for Iron Banner specifically.
Yeah.
This sounds like really great fun.
Yeah. And it's going to be enjoyable. It's going to be like, oh my God, there's so many fucking people on a fucking...
You can feel like, you can just, like, it hasn't even come out yet. You can just see it in your head, those really intense moments of, guys, I've got 4 kills. Let me get one more kill. We'll go on the hunt. We'll fucking slam them.
Yeah,
or whatever.
Imagine that. So they're saying assist counts too.
Yeah.
Okay, so assist counts too. So if four fucking people or five people attack at the fucking same
time,
four or five people, the other side is primed as well.
Mm.
And so you got fucking like six or seven people primed at the same time with a 15-second timer.
Yeah.
Would be cool if, like, I don't want to be that fucking person, but what if they, when you erupted, you take everybody out in a fucking vicinity?
I was going to say, is there friendly fire with the eruption? Because that would be...
But it'd be good to have you running into other guardians. I'm like, I'm blowing up. Ah! But it's kind of hitting close to home where you're going to be there.
The scream of the team.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder if you can... Oh, that'd be something to test. If you can, I guarantee that'll be a try if it's like kill an enemy player with an eruption.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
That'd be rough.
Right. Yeah. And then saying Rift won't be back in Iron Banner. Because they realized it didn't work.
That needs to just be part of, like, they need to just make a mosh pit playlist.
Yeah.
They need to just put Clash and Control and Rift and Zone Control and whatever and just put it all in one playlist and you just rotate through what you get.
Yeah.
You fucking deal with what you get, like.
Well, do you reckon they should just put it all under Crucible? All under Crucible Banner, you play Crucible and then it rotates you through fucking different game types.
Yeah. Yes. And I don't think... There needs to be a competitive, air quotes, mode at the moment until they actually design a competitive fucking play space, because the way they have it at the moment just doesn't work. So get rid of that. Leave Trials. Trials.
Get rid of Trials.
Look, whatever. Keep it. Leave it. I don't give a shit. I think it's like a good idea that's being poorly executed.
Get rid of it.
No, because when the last time they got rid of it, all the people did was bitch and complain that it wasn't there anymore and blah, 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 blah. You can't please the world. Yeah, look, we're really just waiting until Season 19 for the Crucible to come back and be like, it's final form, you know, whatever it's going to be.
Hopefully it is that.
I wanted to come back and be like, look, guys, we've got it. We've fucking... All the subclasses are out. Here's how your competitive works now. You got a ranking system, blah, 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 blah. You know... Especially with the fact that they're bringing in loose, air quotes, skill-based matchmaking now with next season with the Control playlist. We'll see how that works. Hopefully that kind of evens out the way teams match up and play. I played a game the other day of just basic Control, and I was scrolling. You know how at the start you can scroll through every play on your team and you can see like their average stats? Yeah. I have like an average 1.6, 1.7, which isn't a massive brag, but I felt good about it. And I scrolled through and I had 0.5, 0.2, 1.0, like very low averaging out players. And I was like, fuck me. We're about to get fucking smashed. And we did. I did fine. But everyone else on my team got fucking rolled.
I only have a fucking 0.9.
Yeah, that's what I mean. If I was to play with you, you'd get fucking rolled.
I'm at the top half most of the time. But like... I don't fucking go by what KD is, because you could just be fucking killing loads of people and dying right after.
That's exactly right. Like, it could be nothing. But, like, we got fucking rolled that game hard. Like, just no one could get anything done. It's like, this is just not fun for, one, for me, because I feel like I'm doing fine, but we're still losing, and there's nothing I can do to make us win. And two, my team doesn't have a chance in the world. So there's five people on my team who just have the shittest fucking game of their life, and they probably don't want to play anymore.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Like Black Magic is, like what Magic is saying, different game modes weekly would be fun. So you got no choice there.
Yeah.
You got no choice there. It just fucking puts you in there.
Well, there is a weekly rotator, but it's separated from Crucible, from Control, you know, so it's between Mayhem and Scorch.
Well, look at Strikes. They've gone right. Strikes. So what are we going to do? We're going to put Strikes in. We're going to put Battlegrounds in there and whatever the other ones in there. It's all going to be in the same fucking one. You got no choice. You have to do this.
Yeah.
But understand why it's not the same with Crucible. They go, in this one, you have got a fucking hodgepodge of whatever the fucking game mode is that fucking week, and you fucking blast.
That's what you land on.
Yeah.
Why not even make it like... Fucking Call of Duty landed on this... Jesus Christ, I don't even know how long ago. Fucking 10 years ago, back in 2012. You put in the lobby, two maps pop up. One with Domination, one with Team Deathmatch. You pick one out of the fucking lobby.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand. Halo did this fucking 10 years ago by this same fucking company.
Well,
earlier than that.
Like you just vote it, and then at least you get at least once again the player gets a fucking choice. They feel like they get a choice.
Yeah, he's a bit more involved.
Even though the fucking choice may be taken away from you completely, you go, well, I want this fucking map.
Yeah.
And you never get that map, you just get this map. Like, the choice is there that you can get this fucking map.
Exactly. Like, I just don't understand why we feel like we're stuck in a system that's... It's so backwards from the way multiplayer just works, and it has worked for so long. Like, I don't understand what this design choice was. It's so fucking archaic and just...
Do you think that this company have gone, we can't do that because they would say that we're just copying off Bungie, copying off Halo. If they turn around and go, right, what are we going to do, guys? We're going to do team deathmatch, we're going to do this, and you're going to get to choose your maps, blah, 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 and people go, well, that's COD. COD did that. You can't do it because COD did it. Well, fucking Halo did that. You can't do it because of Halo. And then people kick a fuss. Well,
no, because it's not like it's Destiny's special thing or Call of Duty's special thing, right? It's just like a basic form of matchmaking that everyone sort of expects. No one's going, you can't have guns in Destiny because Call of Duty has guns. But if Call of Duty kind of had caught this flack, remember when specialists came into Call of Duty and they brought stuff in, like, they were basically supers? Everyone went, this is Destiny. I left Destiny because I don't want this shit in my game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that was the special thing. If you put map selection in a game, everyone's just going to go, thank fuck, I can't believe it's 2012 again.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. It is, man. It is. It's fucking hard. It's a hard position to be in. Because it seems that they're accepting certain things from other people.
Hmm.
That, right, we need this sorted in PvP, we need this. And then there's a few of us who not speak sense, but going, just change this. We just want this small, we just want this. We don't want to change how fucking trials works. We don't want to change this. Yeah. We just want you to tweak this little bit. Mm. Like, how many people, so at a certain level, or go into your fucking menu, disable fucking blues drops. Like that, because what one guy was doing, he had, you're only allowed 10 golf balls in your
yeah,
oh, he was fucking retarded. He was, so instead of doing the smart thing of just exotics, beefing up your exotics, when you fucking dismantle your exotics, you get golf balls.
Yeah,
so he was stacking them in his post office.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's stacking them in his post office, and every time he'd come in, delete everything, and then he'd just have 10 in his fucking normal thing, 10 in there.
Yep.
And then he did a fucking GM. And it was a long GM or something like that.
Yeah.
And it was just all blues, but it pushed all his fucking stack out.
Yeah.
He lost 10 fucking golf balls.
Yeah.
Because these blues. I'm like...
The shit thing as well is the fact that you don't get that notification until you go to orbit.
Yeah.
You'll be stuck in the activity for, I'm sure it was hours. Goes to orbit and goes, fuck. Yep. Okay. Yeah. Like, we can just go down the issues lift of like quality of life things, you know?
But we just don't want, I don't want to turn and go, right, guys, you have, like, one of my mates goes, I'm not playing the game until stasis is getting removed. I was like, stasis is never getting removed in the game. It is fucking in this game. Get over it. Or stop playing the fucking game. It's not me going, I won't play this game. I was like, look, it'll just be fucking better if I could choose a map in PvP. Or it'll be better if I could disable blue fucking pickup. I don't give a shit. Exactly. I don't give a shit about the fucking, the cosmic, the shard shit that come off it. Don't give me them. Just say they just fucking disappear into the ether. I don't fucking care. Put it into a fucking pool that somebody could win a lottery every fucking year. I don't fucking care. But fucking just...
But, and it's like, we know you can do it because we don't get greens anymore.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. We don't get whites, we don't get greens. So we know you fucking disable this shit.
Yeah.
And then then you go, then you got the fucking thing of then when a new DLC comes out and you go, shit, I need to power up. I need to power up so blues are good for me now.
Yep.
You go into your fucking mode and you go, take these blue things off, and then I drop. It's your fucking, it's your fault then.
Yeah.
You don't fucking put it back on, and then you bitch that you're not getting fucking blues to beef up your fucking character. Exactly. Like, why aren't I getting blues? Oh, yeah, because I turned the cunt off.
Exactly right.
Stop saying cunt, I should say.
Like, no, but you're absolutely right. And it's like, just, yes, a bit of player autonomy, I guess. But
yeah.
Fucking hell. It's, look, we can easily go down the list of everyone's complaints. We don't have enough vault space. Well, we brought in the collection system. Well, we can't use the collection system because the collections, you can't pull random rolls out of. So why not make a stagnant roll in the collection? So if we need to use that gun for whatever reason, we can just pull it. No.
If your vault space is full, you're doing something wrong. Just get rid of, like, you shouldn't, your vault space shouldn't be fucking thing. They can't keep giving you vault space because the thing is, if you're holding on to everything, your vault space is going to fucking...
Yeah,
fill up again.
It's always going to be full. Yeah, there's never going to be like an infinite. Yeah, it's the other reason. Yeah, the collection system needs to be reintroduced. I think. I feel like weapon crafting was like another solution that didn't pan out as much as people were hoping because not every weapon was craftable. A lot are, and more will be next season. But yeah,
go to Orsa Kippo. She will empty your fucking vault for you guys. She's a fucking.
She's savage with it.
She's a great streamer. Mm. Go on to her, ask her to empty your vault, and she'll empty your vault for you.
Yep.
You shouldn't have a fucking full vault.
Yep.
If you've got a full vault, you're just being fucking lazy and you just don't want to fucking delete everything.
Oh, but I could hold on to it because weapons keep coming back. Well, you won't be able to use that specific role because that will always be sunsetted. But, look, okay. Everyone was super worried about weapons getting unsunsetted, and they were like, there's no way that you can unsunset a weapon and make it as good as it used to. And then they unsunsetted Allstringer and Beloved and made them craftable. And everyone went, oh, no, wait, you can do that. I guess that's fine.
Yeah.
Empty your vault. You don't need it.
Empty your vault, guys. Empty your vault. Don't fucking complain about it.
I have this very specific role in an exotic. When was the last time you used it?
Yeah.
I actually use a different variation of that exact exotic anyway. Like, I guess I don't need it.
The only thing I have in my vault is that it's completely full, but there's a million things in there that are completely fucking maxed out with fucking golf balls, so I can dismantle.
That's the other side of it, is the fact that item stacking is a thing. Item capping is a thing, especially at 10. And then you want people to go and do Conqueror Gilded titles where you get fucking fed golf balls, especially. If you're gilding Conqueror titles, your vault will be full because you have golf ball armor. That's the only
fucking reason. I think I've got about 40 to 50 pieces of exotic equipment in there
with
golf balls. So I've got about 40 golf balls in there. But to get 40 pieces of exotic equipment, you have to have three golf balls per exotic piece of equipment.
This is that.
There's a fucking 120 golf balls in there.
This is that idea that everyone keeps coming back to of, we don't need a Destiny 3. We need a Cataclysm event. Where everything just gets exploded and they shut down the servers for like 2 weeks or whatever. And they just go, look, Destiny's going to be offline for this period while we just basically re-landscape the entire area. And then they come back with this big, they just need the big update that's like, inventory numbers work differently now. You can stack golf balls up to 1,000 or 100 or whatever it fucking needs to be. Blues auto dismantle. PvP's been revamped. Your subclasses all work now. Like, just do like the one big update that they've already addressed, like, they've announced that, like, certain things are coming. Not, like, try and fucking rebuild the game, but just be like, look, we know a Crucible update is coming. We know that a subclass update is coming. We know that, like, strike balancing, Crucible balancing, Gambit balancing, anything else that they got working on in the background, just do one fucking big drop at Lightfall. Just be like, Lightfall, this is it. This is how it works now. Shut up.
That'd be Destiny 3, though. That'll be like...
Well, it doesn't have to be Destiny 3. It just has to be Destiny continued. Destiny 2 Lightfall, whatever it is, just like, this is how it works now.
We talked about this the other day, is me and Pancakes was talking about this the other last week. We were talking about Gen 1 consoles, or Gen whatever the fuck they are, consoles, holding us back.
Mm-hmm.
Because they are. I hate to say it, they are.
Mm-hmm.
PlayStation 4s, Xbox Ones, and all that sort of stuff are holding us back. We can't progress in our game. Should they then stop the servers for Destiny 1? Just fucking take it off. If you want certain game modes, they can update it to Destiny 2. and then you can go and play those certain game modes. But like I said, like what we said, it was like most of the games now, or most of the raids, are coming back in Destiny 2. Most of the games are coming back.
Yeah, it's hard. Like, because Destiny can still technically be, Destiny 1 can still technically be bought.
My wife is, my wife is attacking me. What's the matter? Why'd you come in every time I'm on a fucking podcast? I'm gonna say hi and give a kiss. Cool, give me a kiss. Okay, I love you. And then, yes, I can put it in a second. Get out. Every time she's like coming in, she sneaks in like a little fucking mouse. And then she goes, every time I go to her, I was like, you know, I'm on a podcast. She goes, I just wanted to say goodnight and give you a kiss.
You forgot to take the trash out.
And then she's like, I would have taken the recycling out.
Yeah.
But, yeah. And then they turn around and go, all right, we'll stop Destiny 1. Most of the raids are back in. Most of the old raids are back in Destiny, being Destiny 2. So it'll be possibly King's Fall now is the next raid. Then, like, when Lightfall comes in, the reprised raid would be then Wrath of the Machine. Okay? That's it. There is, in theory, there is no other Destiny 1 content left.
Yeah.
Is that the point where they turn and go, Destiny 1's off. We've only got Destiny 2. Revamp Lightfall, knock the two off, Destiny, and it's only going to be called Destiny.
So, okay, I'm trying to think, right? How does Warcraft work? You still have to install Warcraft onto your computer, don't you? World of Warcraft. Like, there's a physical install that has to go onto your computer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they cataclysm it. They fuck the game up continuously.
Yeah. I'm thinking, so they, like, literal space-wise. Maybe for...
Big game, though. He's a monstrous game.
Yes. I'm thinking, right, like, the only way people will be, like, 100% satisfied with Destiny, and, like, the only possible way it could work to put Destiny 1 and 2 into one physical piece is if you went the route of Google Stadia, where you didn't install it to your computer. It was just a server base that you had to stream the content, right, to your computer instead. That's the only way they could possibly do it, because otherwise it would be too big of an install. You would have to have a whole dedicated console. It's, just for Destiny.
Yeah. Well, it'll be, it's 360, I think it's 360 gig. World of Warcraft is.
Yeah.
It's big. But the new ones can handle it, though.
That's, yeah, well, like.
In theory. Because you can have an external hard drive, and it's got, like, just under a terabyte of memory.
That's the issue, though. You can't then start selling or expecting your game to be like, okay, look, you can play my game, but you have to go buy more space to play it. This is the thing that started happening in PlayStation 3 era. They were selling consoles that were, like, towards the end of the PlayStation 3's life cycle, there was a version where... I've actually got it sitting right here. There was these very slimline PS3s, right? The thing was, you had to go out, see if I can pop it out. Oh my God. You had to go out and actually buy a full external hard drive piece to put into this, because it only came with 50 gigabytes of space. 50, right? Think about the size of games now. And this is maybe 10 years ago. 50 gigabytes barely held a game, and you had to go buy space then.
Yeah.
Imagine you go on to buy space now. You have to buy terabytes of fucking space externally. Yeah. If you went the route that everyone wants Bungie to go, it's just not feasible for a consumer perspective, and then it's not feasible for Bungie to then expect people to go and do that. We have to do this idea of stuff has to go away to save space. Oh, but Call of Duty Warzone. Yeah, Call of Duty Warzone's a 200 fucking gigabyte install, or was getting up there. So they did exactly what Bungie did. They ripped half the shit out. You can't get access to all that other stuff anymore. Fucking every game is doing it. Fortnite keeps blowing their shit up. They go down for a week and then they come back as Chapter 2 or Chapter 3 now. Fucking Dwayne Johnson's in it. Every game is doing it. Bungie did it 2 years earlier than everyone else, and everyone went, oh, that's not cool, bro. And now we all just fucking don't give a shit.
Yeah. Because, like...
But we expect Bungie to fucking be able to fix it.
So what World of Warcraft did... is The issue is they tie it into something. Yeah. So Fortnite tied it into a battle. So they had a robot come in and fucking wrecked everything. Yep. It's not just somebody going,
"Yeah,
hey, you've lost all this shit." If they turn around and go, if Bungie turned around, what Bungie fucking did wrong was they were like, "We're going to take planets away. But we're not going to show you what they did in the planets. We're just going to give a really weird cutscene at the end. And these planets are going to disappear with a very tiny explanation why the Witness has come and taken these planets away." If they turned around and showed the Witness coming in on fucking pyramid ships, wrecking everything, fighting like a galactic war, taking the planets away and fucking explaining it a little bit better, we would have gone, "That's fucking cool."
So it wasn't enough showmanship for people.
Yeah. Like Fortnite. So how World of Warcraft did it? They turned around and fucking blew up.
Mm.
They blew up the whole world.
Mm.
They fucking shut it off into two. They even like the Alliance fucking, the Alliance home thing. They shattered it. Big Dragon came in, wrecked everything, and they go, "Cataclysm."
Right.
Now, what's going to happen is you're not going to have power creep. Because in World of Warcraft, they had power creep. So they went fucking level fucking 0 to 60.
Yep.
And then people were like, "Oh, you're level 90 now." And nobody can catch up to them. So they had power creep. So they go, "Fuck it, we're just going to shut this world down." Bang.
Okay.
And you're back to 60 again.
Right.
And like Fortnite.
Mm.
Fucking robot comes in, wrecks everything, and going, "Wow, that's fucking cool." Bang. You don't have to fucking build anymore.
Yeah, true.
And there was nothing in there. "Oh, you took away my building. You took away my building. Why are you took away my building? I paid good money for that building." If they explained it instead of going, "It's in the law, guys, go read that law."
Mm.
Like some people don't like the law. Some people don't like reading the law. They want it fucking spelled out. If they turned around and did a big fucking battle about it, nobody would bat a fucking eyelid. Nobody would say a fucking word. They'd be like, "That is fucking cool. Like that. You took my planets away." No. We didn't take your planets away. Witness took your planets away.
My only, issue with that would be the fact that we live in Australia, so we would miss it. Because we missed every other one. We missed the Almighty. We missed the chance to go and walk around the city when that happened, when the Traveler reawoke.
Yeah.
Anytime there's a live event in Destiny, we don't get to do it because it's like the middle of our work day.
Yeah, but it wouldn't be a live thing. It'd be as you load in off that first one that it played. You know when they turn around?
Oh, when Shadowkeep launched.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
You see the cinematics. You don't have to play on it. You just see the cinematics of what happened, how it happened.
Hmm.
It's not like, because what happened was, you turn the PlayStation on, you're cool as fuck, and then it had the setup,
mm-hmm.
with all the planets, and then they went,
"Ugh." That's right, yeah, the snake lines, and then shit disappeared.
And then they're like, "Oh, the Traveler's back together."
Yeah.
Wow, that explains fucking nothing.
Yeah.
That explains absolutely zero to me.
And then buy for Mile and get like 5 videos out of it because they can talk about the fact that Ashamir went to the Pyramidian and what was her name on fucking Titan with the Golden Age armor and like the fact that Anna Bray escaped and Brother Vance went and fought a mirror of himself. Like,
imagine that. Instead of showing it in, instead of writing it in lore, they showed it in 15-second clips.
Mm.
15 seconds clip that explained to everybody what the fuck was going on. How the chick on Titan sat there stoically waiting for these fucking ships, waiting for the elongation because they use their gravity fucking feeding machines. And they waited and Titan extended and she just sat there looking as this big fucking tidal wave come towards it. Or Brother Vance fucking stabbing the eyes out of his fucking foe as you beat him and shut down the fucking
the Infinite Forest.
The Infinite Forest.
Yeah.
Shit like that. And we would have gone, "That is fucking cool. Mm. I understand why they took these planets away." And they give me an explanation. Not like, and it's gone, fuck you.
Yeah, it was like, it was so... Now what? 2 years on? More, even? And we're only just learning now that the witness is the one that's like responsible for that, but he's not in our system yet, so how did he do it? It's just all over the fucking place.
Exactly,
the pyramid ships are coming, but they were here, and there's one on the moon, and there's one in Europa, but they're coming... What do you mean?
But like, even sunsetting, they turn around and go, we are going to sunset weapons because we don't like stagnant pools. All right, fuck you. You're taking our guns away.
Right.
I feel like gun control in America.
Yeah.
Fuck you, you're taking our guns away. If they turned around and just say, when the Almighty come in, coming out of thing, they fire. Instead of shooting the bit of Almighty at the side of the fucking tower, it hit the right-hand side where the vault is.
Destroyed your vault. Yeah.
They could have turned around and go, sorry, guys, some of your fucking weapons are fucking destroyed in the vault. And would we accept it? If we turned around and had a fucking thing that our vault was destroyed?
Yeah.
Zotics are in there. Sorry, guys, your weapons are not in there. Or your weapons are not, your weapons are in there. But there's a possibility of you fucking remaking your weapons by crafting them and all this sort of shit, but it's not going to have the same roles.
But it has better roles.
Because we've evolved.
Yeah, exactly.
But we need an explanation of why they're removing stuff, not just a bang, fucking remove it, that you're done and dusted. If they fucking explained it with a cutscene or something like that, I would have been, you took Mars away? Fuck yeah. Now that is why you took Mars away, because it was fucking cool.
Yeah.
Like even just Ashamia, going in, touching the fucking, touching the
Radiolarium and the Pyramidian. Yeah.
And he calls the fucking Radiolarium down on him and he become fucking Vex. However, now just that cinematic fucking outlook, people will be just sitting here going, what the fuck? And they wouldn't fucking bat an eyelid that fucking planet is completely fucking wiped out.
Yeah. What? We better end on this. So Season of the Haunted, at the very start of it, we got like a pretty long length of cutscenes. Like it was a really bunch of setup. Did we get any other cutscenes the rest of that season? Besides the ink blot?
No, we had the long one where they were discussing what the fuck was going on. And then you could see... Yeah, at the very start. But I don't think so.
No.
We may get one next week.
Oh, fuck. We can leave that debate for next week of if there's going to be an epilogue or not. But,
Yeah, it's going to be next week. It's going to be the 18th and then the fucking...
The 23rd for the showcase is the week after. So at least we record... That's on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
24th for us. So we'll be able to... Talking about that week. Go us. Planning things ahead.
We've done this for 2 years. We've done this. We planned this two years in advance.
We knew that
the showcase was gonna happen.
We had insider sources. All right, we're out of here.
One sec, guys. Season of the Redacted. The final arc is happening this Sunday, guys. You're not gonna fucking know. But whoever's listening to this, you're not gonna know. Go and watch it. It's the final arc. I have dice. I'm giving them away.
Final
I
got a arc. Fucking.
Well, it's not a final. It's a final arc of the big boss fight type of thing.
We're in a big moment.
Yeah, you're in a big moment. I've got dice to give away, guys. It's up on TikTok. So you have to do is go up on TikTok, Season the Redacted, or Sev58, however they fucking find it. Jump on there, give a comment, give a follow. And I'm going to give a set of dice away for the next couple of weeks. I have a chunk and I have a fucking upside down dice.
Right.
And I have the Hexblade dice. They are fucking artisan dice and they cost a fucking fortune.
Awesome.
And I'm giving it away for free. So go and give that a like. And if you listen to this, Season of Redacted this fucking weekend. Yes. Listen to it, fuckers.
Bye. That'd be awesome. Alrighty. Thank you all for listening. If you want to follow us, you can follow us here at twitch.tv/exhibitamedia or on our private channels, twitch.tv/sevs58 or myself, twitch.tv/agonikai_god. Check out Season of Redacted. Come back here next week where we're going to bitch some more, probably about Season of the Haunted and how we didn't think it lived up to all the hype that it didn't get. Catch you next week, guys. Peace, love you, bye.
Bye.